Calvin's not gonna attend the meeting.
Okay, so we. Call to order the Finance and Audit Committee meeting on September 21st, 5 p.m. Or 5:04 p.m. Let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance,
To the flag of the United States of America,
to the republic
for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. Director Wargo?
Here.
Director Sanderson?
Here.
Calvin Lee is absent. So on page one of the financials, we have the balance sheet. The district's combined Chase with cash and Lace balance was $1,113,946 at month end. The district's total liabilities were approximately $839,253 at month end. Are there any questions on the balance sheet page?
No.
Okay.
Martin didn't have any. No.
On the profit and loss, I'm going to point out some items. If you guys have any questions about any other items, feel free to point them out. So the year-to-date is at 17% of the year. If you go to line four, we have commodity sales. That's at 23%. This line is variable income from water consumption charges. Year to date is currently at 23% of budget due to increased consumption in the summer months. Line eight, penalty fees, that's at 0%. This account includes late fees, incident fees, door tag fees, and other miscellaneous penalty charges. These fees are hard to predict and can trend under or over budget during the year. This account is not budgeted due to the indefinite suspension of penalty fees due to the pandemic. If you look at the current year-to-date on that line, it's at $729. That is the income from penalties that were charged on customers' accounts last year that they're paying this year. Line 12, basic facility fees. That's at 408%. These are fees charged for new service connections, meter installations, and upgrades. These fees are difficult to budget accurately due to their unexpected nature. Year-to-date activity consists of 2 3-quarter installations in July and 1 in August. Line 13, standby fees, tax revenue. That's at 3%. This accounts for standby fees accessed to all parcels in the district. The minimum fee is $5 per acre and can be more depending on the location and nature of the parcel. The bulk of these receipts often occur around January and May and can occasionally cause year-to-date to trend over or under budget. If you go down to line 20, that's grant revenue. This account includes revenues related to grants. Year-to-date activity includes a $46,000 reimbursement for Prop 68 grant funding application. If you go down to line 30, total management and customer service, this is at 18%. This outlines the total wage expense attributable to management and customer service employees. Down to line 33, workers' compensation. The district makes workers' compensation installment payments in the first part of the fiscal year. Year-to-date is currently at 33% of budget due to timing of installment payments. And line 35, pension. This is at 12%. This is the amount of pension expense for all district employees. Year-to-date is currently at 12%. Are there any other questions on that page?
No, I don't have any, but if you speak a little louder, it would help.
So I'm going to move a little closer to the phone. Okay, so on the next page, line 42, meters, this is at 1%. This account includes the cost of meter repairs and meter testing. Year to date is currently at 1% of budget due to the timing of purchases.
Is that also the replacement
of meters? I believe the replacement might be, or yeah, that's including the materials for the replacement. Line 45, well maintenance. This account includes the cost for well maintenance as well as chemical purchases for wells. Year to date is currently at 46% of budget due to an emergency control panel purchase for well 2. Line 51 and 52, electricity and gas. Electricity is over budget and gas is under budget due to increased usage of electricity for the summer months and decreased usage of gas during the summer months. Down to line 60, dues and subscriptions. This is at 8%. This account includes various annual dues and fees. This is it's currently under budget due to the timing of annual dues payments. Down to line 77, financial audit. This account includes the cost for the annual financial audit. Year to date is currently at 44% due to the timing of audit bills.
Which
line
was that?
That was
71. 71, okay. I thought you said 77.
Oh.
And that's because we already did the audit, right?
Yeah. There still might be a couple bills that come in, but most of them are at the beginning of the year. Line 73, legal services. This account includes the cost of legal services for the district. Year to date is at 5% of budget due to the timing of bills.
Look at that. Timing. Oh, man.
Any other questions on this page?
No, ma'am.
And the last page, if you go down to line 85, that's tractor expenses. This account includes tractor repair and maintenance expense. Year to date is at 43% of budget due to backhoe maintenance performed in July and fuel line repair in August. Now into line 87, service truck repair and maintenance. This account includes repair and maintenance costs for district vehicles. Year to date is currently at 36% of budget due to increased maintenance services to service trucks in August. Line 89, total service tools and equipment. This summarizes the total expenses for service tools and equipment, which is at 14% year to date. So even though the tractor expenses and the service truck repair and maintenance is over budget, everything else is under, which brings us a little bit under budget in that section. Down to line 95, miscellaneous. This account includes other non-operating expenses. Year-to-date includes a withdrawal calculation fee from SEIU and is currently at 23% of budget. So I don't know if you guys remember in the union MOU, it was required for the district to get a quote to switch over to the CalPERS pension, and it was a $750 fee just to find out how much that is. Down to line 103, well and tank repairs. This is at 4%. The budget in this account includes well and tank 1 rehabilitation. Year to date is currently at 4% of the budget. That's the only capital project that we've seen in the activity so far. And as of August 31st, the fiscal year to date net income is $191,565. Are there any other questions on that page?
I don't have any questions.
No, I don't have any.
Okay. And then I'm going to, do you have anything else, Martin?
No, I'm fine, Sarah. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah. I'm going to adjourn the Finance and Audit Committee meeting at 5:13 on September 21st.
Agree with that.
Motion to adjourn at 5:13, made by... Director Wargo and second by Director Sanderson.
That's
Director
correct.
Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Adjourned at 5:13 p.m. on Tuesday, September 21st, 2021.
Do we need a motion to adjourn the FAC?
I don't know. It's in the notes.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know.
I don't know if we did it accidentally one time, but I don't. We don't. Yeah, it's a committee.
Well, it's adjourned, so.
Okay.
We'll see you, or I'll talk to you just.